The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We have talked quite a bit this week about the South Carolina Senate being back in Columbia this week to take up House Bill 5399. They had a pretty long day yesterday. South Carolina State Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey, Republican from Edgefield, admitted that he didn't quite get what he had wanted during yesterday's Senate debate.
Got to readily admit that this is not everything that I wanted, but I do think that it is something the pro-life community ought to be proud of. We advanced the ball. We did save lives tonight, and I think that's important.
So exactly what did take place over the last couple of days in the state Senate? On our guest line, Senator Josh Kimbrell from Spartanburg. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. It's been a wild week. That's all I can say. Wild week in Columbia.
Well, you guys have certainly put in some long hours. So just walk us through the process. You and I talked on Wednesday morning as you were headed down, and this was starting. And there's been a lot of things said since then. So kind of take us through step by step of what's happened over the past couple of days.
Well, I'll tell you essentially what I said on the floor of the Senate when I was trying to advance a conservative compromise. And that is, I felt like we had I had a gun to either side of my head with two extreme elements of the caucus. This was Republican on Republican violence we experienced this week, because we had Senator Cash of Anderson, who's unwilling to discuss anything other than an outright ban, no exceptions. And I respect the principle of that, but I mean, we didn't have the votes. We knew that going in. And I kept trying to say, look, why don't we work to get the tightest exceptions we can to try to get a bill that still largely mirrors what the House did, so we don't leave here with nothing. And then we had Senator Sin and a couple of the more liberal members of the caucus who are essentially, frankly, Senator Sin became completely pro-choice. He's pulling to the hard left on this, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, how do I get the 26 votes? Joey, when I really am the most disappointed is on Wednesday, I offered an amendment that would have brought those exceptions down to 6 weeks. In other words, we would have eliminated every abortion from conception on. But we would have allowed rape and incest exceptions up until 6 weeks. Very conservative compromise, more conservative even than the House bill. And we needed about 23 votes to pass that. I ended up getting 18 votes. We came very short. And about three or four out of the five votes against it were people who didn't think it was conservative enough. Yeah. And that was the high water mark. After that, we got nothing. It just kept going downhill from there. And last night, I scrambled with some of my pro-life colleagues to try to make sure we got something. And, I mean, ultimately, we did move forward in terms of protecting life, but not as aggressively as I thought we should have. And essentially what the Senate decided to do last night, pretty late, is that we have taken the heartbeat bill that was passed last year, which essentially says every abortion after 6 weeks when a heartbeat is detected, 5 to 6 weeks, is now illegal in South Carolina, with the exception of rape, incest, and life of the mother. Now, under the prior bill, it was 20 weeks. You could have those exceptions up to 20 weeks. That's 5 months. I thought that was absurd and too long, so I fought really hard to make sure we brought that down to 12 weeks, 12 to 13 weeks, which is first trimester, and we were successful in doing that. So we tightened up the exceptions on heartbeat. We fixed the heartbeat bill in terms of what the Supreme Court of South Carolina had used to put a stay on it. We changed the conflicting law that they cited. So now heartbeat, we're going to ask the Attorney General to go back and ask for reconsideration to get the court to lift the stay so heartbeat can become the law. Yeah. And we permanently, through statute, defunded Planned Parenthood in South Carolina. So we moved forward, but not as much as I would have liked. And frankly, I felt like on Wednesday I had a very good chance to get people a lot more, and unfortunately we had some folks who made the perfect the enemy of the good.
Yeah. Let's talk for a minute, because as I have talked about this earlier this morning, I've had some questions from some of our listeners. Of course, the bill as it stands now, and of course it's going back to the House, right? And so they have to concur with the changes that you guys made, correct?
That's right. So what will happen now, since we changed 5399, it'll go back to the House for a concurrence. My message would be to the House members listening, we would ask you to do that. And I'm asking as a pro-life conservative who's not real happy with the bill we passed last night for them to concur, because here's why I say that. We have a caucus, we have a faction inside the Republican caucus last night that moved to join the Democrats in voting against any pro-life measure. We lost too many votes. The majority of the Republicans voted for pro-life improvements last night. We had four or five defections that were really pretty tough. And I'm afraid that if this were to come back to if the House says, no, we don't agree, and they try to send it to conference committee, this may very well die, and we don't even get this, okay? And that means, by the way, Joey, what that means is if we get nothing, because the state Supreme Court's already put a stay on the heartbeat bill because of conflicting language from 1974, the old pro-abortion law, that old pro-abortion law from the Roe era says that the policy of the state's abortion on demand. So if they leave the stay in place, in other words, this fix that the Senate did last night to the heartbeat bill is not adopted by the House, then now we're going to be an abortion tourism state. We're going to have third trimester abortions in South Carolina, which is not what the people of this state want. Yeah. Not what the legislature of this state wants. So I strongly encourage the House to concur and let's at least move the ball down the field to protect life and to eliminate funding for Planned Parenthood, eliminate any possibility of late-term abortions, and essentially eliminate 90% of abortions of the heartbeat bill. And then we need to have a conversation about 2024 and making sure we flip a few seats so yeah. we can go back in 2025 and do even better than we did last night.
Sure, sure. On our guest line this morning, Senator Josh Kimbrell. So, Senator, one of the things, as I understand it, I thought I had my notes here from the state newspaper. Where it requires that doctors performing an abortion would tell the pregnant woman that they're going to notify the county sheriff. They also will take, they'll preserve a DNA sample to give to the county sheriff. Talk with us a minute about, feedback from sheriffs. I mean, this appears to me that you're going to be calling on sheriffs to be investigating these abortions. Is there a chance that, let's say you got a Democrat sheriff somewhere who just, doesn't think there's a problem with abortions, that he wouldn't enforce this?
Well, Joey, unfortunately, that's what we've seen across the country, right? I mean, I'm sure some of that's happened here. We got folks based on their political ideology who may choose not to enforce a law that's been passed by the legislature and duly signed by the governor. I would hope that a sheriff, whether they're Republican or Democrat, would not take the position of not enforcing the law. The reason we included that provision in there, and I supported that, is that unfortunately, even with the rape and incest exceptions that have existed in the law and heartbeat bill and other things over the years, people have used that as certain abortion advocates and abortion doctors have used that as a loophole, and abused it. In other words, when somebody comes in, they'll basically advise them, well, hey, you're beyond the 6 weeks here, so you're really not supposed to get an abortion in South Carolina, but if raped and you put wink, wink, nod, nod, then yeah. I can still give this to you. And there's been no reporting requirements. So we're trying to make sure now that the doctor has to actually report to law enforcement what happened. That way, if they lie to law enforcement, they're basically, they're committing a crime at that point because they're filing a false police report and they could be prosecuted for that. And then certainly we're going to aggregate and collect all this data through, state law enforcement databases to know whether people are abusing these loopholes. So in other words, it gives some teeth to it, to where it's harder for people to abuse reasonable exceptions to basically go out there and have birth control abortions, which is what we've been trying to stop in this state in the first place.
Right. Senator Josh Kimbrell on our guest line this morning. So when do you expect the House to take this up? I mean, will they be back in session next week, or how soon will this happen?
Well, I think, of course, that's up to the Speaker and the House leadership, and I don't presume to speak to them. I'm planning on having some conversation with a few House colleagues later today. I mean, my expectation would be they're going to probably take it up within the next week or so. I don't think it'll be a long period of time. And then we'll have to see if they'll agree to concur. In other words, what I just explained a moment ago, are they going to concur and let's get the best we can get for now? and at least get heartbeat in the law. Because here's the problem. If they don't concur and go pretty quickly, Georgia's heartbeat bill is now in effect. And so we actually have people, who, because of what the state Supreme Court did, Joey, we have people leaving Georgia to come to South Carolina to get an abortion. I don't want South Carolina to be an abortion tourist state. But if we don't enact heartbeat, that's what's going to happen. So I hope the House moves quickly. My expectation is within the next 7 to 10 days they will. And we can get this to Governor McMaster and let's get it done. And then we've got to go back and start figuring out what is our next step. What do we do in the years to come?
Yep. I think our next step is what you mentioned a minute ago, is we got to start looking to when all of the state Senate's names are on the ballot in 2 years. I've got several texters already saying, give us the names. We want to know names.
We're going to have that conversation. Look, I've got some names. We're working on what we're going to do. I have every intention of responding. Don't worry.
I'm sure you do. Senator Josh Kimmerle, always a pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for the update.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work.
Sure thing.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.